Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, back with my beautiful wife, Rev. Claudia Renee. Good morning.
Morning.
We're going to be jumping right in with lesson 33 today. There is another way of looking at the world. Before we begin, let's take a good deep breath. Today's idea is an attempt to recognize that you can shift your perception of the world in both its outer and inner aspects. A full 5 minutes should be devoted to the morning and evening application.
In these practice periods, the idea should be repeated as often as you find profitable, though unhurried applications are essential. Alternate between surveying your outer and inner perceptions, but without an abrupt sense of shifting. Merely glance casually around the world you perceive as outside yourself. Then close your eyes and survey your inner thoughts with equal casualness. Try to remain equally uninvolved in both and to maintain this detachment as you repeat the idea throughout the day.
The shorter exercise periods should be as frequent as possible. Specific applications of today's idea should also be made immediately when any situation arises that tempts you to become disturbed. For these applications, say, there is another way of looking at this.
Remember to apply today's idea the instant you are aware of distress. It may be necessary to take a minute or so to sit quietly and repeat the idea to yourself several times. Closing your eyes will probably help in this form of application.
There is another way of looking at the world. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. Well, after just we just kind of finished the first month of discussing the workbook lessons, and we're already beginning to see now repeatedly that we're being brought back to a point of mindfulness, a point of being aware of our thoughts and our thinking. We've already established a foundation that we are creating the world we're experiencing. And we're beginning to recognize our power. We've noticed how when we sleep at night, we create a world out of our imagination. And even this world in the waking state of human form is really just another dimensional aspect of our own creation. We are the creator. We are the energy of the creator in action. And joining together as brothers and sisters here in this realm, we've made very committed dedications to believing this world is what it is, that it's a world of form and that we are separate from each other and separate from form, separate from our source, et cetera, et cetera. And we go into all these things and at first, it is easy to build resistance. It's easy to find excuses to put this teaching down. But I just want to encourage anyone who's just for the first time going through these lessons, or even the second or third time, to stay the course. You know, we end every one of our episodes with that admonition, you know, stay the course, because it's going to bring up, and always does, things that we need to take a look at. And, you know, we are beginning now, because we've laid this foundation, to really recognize that what's really going on is that we are, you know, experiencing the mind at work more than anything else. And then our perception overlaid onto that expression of mind, if you will, that we could call the physical world. But our overlay, our painting it with our perceptions, our thoughts, our judgments, is very distracting, and it hides what's beyond that superficial world from our awareness. There is another way of looking at the world, and as we become more willing to accept that as a basic principle of moving forward in our spiritual journey, we open the door to be joined by Spirit to begin to see the world in a new way.
Mm. Yeah, I'm, a lot's kind of coming up. I'm reminded of how in early classes when you would describe how the Course in Miracles came about, and I think that you tell a story where Helen Schachman and Bill Shelford?
Thedford.
So Helen Schachman is the woman who, you know, channeled Jesus for A Course in Miracles. And she and her professional counterpart were not getting along. And she just kept saying, or they kept saying, they were arguing. And I think what they said was, I just want a better way. There has to be another way. Mm-hmm. And shortly thereafter, she started receiving A Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't you just want to begin to insert a little wedge of what might seem like doubt, but actually ends up being light in the way that you currently perceive and see the world? Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it great that there is this possibility that you can see things differently? There's another way to see this, particularly if you're going through a struggle. And you and I are blessed with being in relationship with one another. And, you know, being in a committed long-term relationship, we've gone through ups and downs in our lives together, and some challenges and discovery periods. And I know that I have valued when you'll come up to me and you'll say, you know what, honey, there's another way to look at this, or you'll just share your opinion. And it like opens up when I'm myopically focused on a particular way of seeing something. It's just like a breath of fresh air that, oh, there might be another way. There might just be another way to look at the world and to see something. It reminds me of being in a museum. And if you're an outside observer and you look at a room that has a large painting and people are in front of it and they're looking at it and they're all seeing it differently. And if they're not reading the placard that will tell you how you're supposed to be looking at mm-hmm. it or what the history is or what the context of it is that may illuminate the way that you see it, but you're just allowing yourself to see it, everybody's going to see it a little bit differently. And somebody will walk up to you and you might say, what do you see? You might listen, oh, interesting. Here's what I see. And, you know, just this, I find comfort in the statement that there's another way of looking at the world.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the thoughts. Really what we're being asked to do in these lessons is to give up our hold and our determination of how the world is according to our current belief system and according to the agreements that we have made one with another of what the world is. And so really what we're doing is we're dismantling very gently in many ways the structures that have been built, and that we're dismantling that. And this is another statement of how to dismantle these structures that were built from a system of the mind system of fear, of the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And that construct is very compelling when you're mired in it, when you're swimming in it, when you're born in it, when you participate in it, when you agree with it, you believe
winning,
it.
When you're winning.
Well, you're right.
You know, it's compelling regardless of what's going on is your experience for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certainly instances where people fall completely to the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, and they're even maybe in a state of, you know, they're suicidal or just they just want their life to end. And there can be an opening for some people that have experienced that. But I think it's easier to wade into the shallow end of the pool, you know, to learn how to swim rather than being thrown off in the deep end of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, for me personally, I prefer to wade in gently and to really examine and get my head around, you know, what are the constructs that I've experienced of my own thinking mind
mm-hmm.
that keep me, you know, confused mm-hmm. about my reality and making this the only reality that I give credit to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. A Course in Miracles has certainly done that for me in ways nothing else ever has.
Yeah.
It certainly was written for our time now, what we're experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
It was written for this time in particular, I think.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
There is another way of looking at the world.
And so it is. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us again today. God bless you. We love you. You can find us at truththought.org, truththought.org. And thank you for joining us here on Block Talk Radio for the best hour. God bless. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send